The 12 tribes of Israel.
Yeah, and I'm willing to go to prison behind this. I got a game plan. I feel like what I'm going to do is I'm going to start traveling the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look up the 12 tribes. And in those 12 tribes, you'll see, like, we have different brothers and sisters that's part of our families. And therefore, I will raw dog the shit out of them.
So you don't believe in condoms?
I'm going to shoot all of them.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't used a condom since...
Start families all over the world and build this tribe back up.
Wait, what year this year?
Yeah, we're in 2020.
I ain't rubber since 09. No, 2020. Since 03.
Man, you joined the union.
Man. I ain't using rubber since 03.
I'm shooting nothing.
When last time you used a condom?
Since
04. 04?
Oh, you're in the union with us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, I got to ask y'all this question. Everybody, a lot of shit going on.
Let me clarify that up. I am married, been married 17 years. Just think
like
I'm fucking with
it. Okay, well, hey, it's your pussy, do what you want with it. But no, the thing you want to know is what's up with these pocket pussies? You know, these women buying their man pocket pussy. So instead of cheating, when you go out on the road, you take your pocket pussy with you. When you get that urge for a little neck, you pull your pocket pussy out, and you fuck your pocket pussy.
I don't know about that.
Anything?
Somebody wanna come with the little
fufu. Yeah. No, pocket pussy. Now it's a jack off. You just it's like a push on one end. Mm-hmm. You stick your wood in there, and it's sitting there, and it jack you off. Or get, you know,
I've had it done.
A pocket pussy.
I had it done a few times.
You had it done.
I had it done to me a few times. Yeah,
you fucked the pocket pussy?
The girl bought it to play with it on me. Instead of using her hand, she was bleeding. You know, so we wanted to make it interesting. She brought the pocket thing. So
she turned it around because she was bleeding.
So, would you buy your husband a pocket pussy to keep him cheating on you?
Because I feel like I'm enough.
No, but you
don't need that. Well, I don't think he even used no shit like that.
See, I feel like if every
woman... Is a man gay for you sex
in
toys?
In the back of
their
mind that,
I got a... sex toy it is.
No, I'm just saying, I got a buddy. I got a buddy. He got the sex toy. He got like, he got about 5 6. He got 5 6 dildos.
Why? Why do we have dildos? Where are they going?
We asked him, like, why is my... I like use on my whole...
She got suction cups on the end.
Yeah. He got one with suction cups on the end of motherfuckers and shit.
I'm finna
get
the biscuit. Moving right along.
Nah, we ain't moving right along. We don't talk about this. Mm-hmm. Is it gay as a woman for a man to have a sex toy collection?
Yes, if they dildos.
What about changing whips?
Might like this, might be
dumb. So, could your man put a chain around your throat and lead you around and make you eat dolphin?
Nah.
Like, you want to slap the shit out of me? Like, what the fuck?
Where you going?
Frito, you gonna let him put a chain around your throat and lead you around your dolphin?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
Nah, if she want to be done like that, I mean, I'll do it at her request.
At her request.
She
won't
be treated like a dog. Treated like a dog.
No.
Treated like a dog.
That's not like what's going on.
Yeah. That's not what's going on.
You
got some girls that like that. Like, I know my partner, little cuz, I know he said he tied up a girl one time. And because he wanted to be tortured.
Yeah.
Tied her ass up, left her in there.
See, now it's
like literally left her in there for a few hours.
Oh, nigga, can tie you up and piss on me.
No, I ain't nobody pissing on me now. But you can tie my hands up, you know what I mean?
When you're naughty, you can be flawed.
From running and pushing away, you know what I'm
saying? Or make you take this dick.
Reasons, you know what I'm saying?
It's different when you got your hands behind your back and he's forcing it down. You can't move no more.
So. Okay, yeah, like
turn
the sexual activity. Moving right along, That feel like that feel like 20 years. That feel like 20 years, like that. I don't know
that
if I want
to. Like you
okay,
talk.
So you go to showers without.
No,
So what if a dude? What if you pissed on somebody?
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Well,
before you hold me.
Right. Okay.
Let's
yeah.
Uh huh. Tell us about it.
Yeah, he was an older man, and he couldn't no longer, you know, get aroused, and he used to pay me to do that. Like literally, he lay down in the bathtub, and I stand over him in peace.
Have you been drinking a lot of water?
Was I drinking a lot of water?
Yeah.
No, I'm a tea, sweet tea type shit, so.
That shit was ammonia as hell, boy.
Did
it have any acid burns? You don't fucking know the check clear. Frito.
What's cracking?
You know what I'm coming to you now?
You don't fucking know.
What you got?
You letting the girl piss on.
Man, they say that. They say it was squirt.
Squirt.
That's all it is,
so, squirting is piss without the accident, without the fees. So, Frito, you ever pissed on anyone?
Yes,
I have. Now, Frito, last night, you know, I left a little early, and you had a situation develop at the studio. Huh?
Yeah.
And you did a raw dog last night without me.
Yeah, I tried to call your phone, man. I called Sasha. Sasha's out of town. I called Lola. I think Lola's my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And I called you, and yeah, I didn't want to keep blowing you up.
Phil, I think you bullshit. I think you want last night raw dog all to yourself.
Well,
can you explain to the good peoples out here what happened last night while you was in the studio by yourself?
Well, I had one of my homegirls pull up on me, man. She's supposed to be coming a little earlier, mm-hmm. You know, but she came a little later, so I guess that's what ended up happening. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep. You guys left me here. Yep. By myself in the freaking studio. I'm on the floor. So I didn't have nothing else to do. So mm-hmm. I called my homegirl. She pulled up, you know, not expecting to do a raw dog in after dark. Just wanted mm-hmm. to have a few drinks, chop it up, and then, you know, just go home or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you thought was going to
happen? That's what I thought was going to happen. Okay. We ended up doing a raw dog session.
Mm-hmm.
And it got interesting, and we, you know, made it happen. It was pretty cool. That was my first time doing it. And I think it was pretty interesting.
Were you guys live? I mean, did you make them on in the
show?
Mics? Yeah. Did you keep it running? Let us hear the background?
No, we did the show. We actually did a raw dog show.
But, you know. Right. So in the mix of the show should have been still running while you was, you know.
I know what she asked. I'm gonna come straight for it.
What are y'all trying to say?
Did you bounce that basketball doing the raw dogging or after?
Right. Did you guys?
Because I know a girl come on my house late night. I don't give a fuck. Or the studio, the restaurant. You call me after 2 o'clock. You fucking. You ain't fucking no call me. You getting put out.
It was an interesting encounter.
Hmm. Now. Caramel Sunday, what you think that mean? You think he got some hand last night?
Of course he did.
And I checked the trash can, with no condoms in them. True raw dog. They were at the bottom. Sure they were.
That's what they was.
But we definitely gonna air that. We'll definitely air that.
Okay.
After sangria and a snowflake, we definitely air that one. You know, after
we got a lot of them, man. We got a lot of them to drop. We gonna drop a raw dog after dark. We'll start dropping one every night. We're gonna drop one every night because we got enough content. We building up. Who the fuck is Caramel? I thought your name was Caramel Sunday.
Yeah, you just keep calling what you want.
Oh, okay. Cause
maybe
that,
when you look to your, you know,
left. To my left. Yeah, I see the empty ass seat over here.
Right.
Oh. Look to my right. Okay. Froghorn. Listen, her name should be Froghorn later. Huh? What do you think? What do you think, Frito?
You
name her Frog. You're not a
motherfucking chicken
hawk.
A
chicken hawk.
Let me at that.
Oh yeah, so moving on to the next subject, right? Did y'all see the stud that had the scrap on, she had the scrap on position, like she was a well endowed man. You ain't seen that shit?
No, but why do they think that they can feel that shit? Like, why is they moaning? I'm trying to figure out.
What I'm saying is, why? Like, what's up with these studs? Like, what is, like, bitch, like. No, like, no, okay, no, like, well, you know, the gray sweatpants shit, right? You know what I'm saying? The stud had those gray sweatpants with a whole little Nike suit, you know what I'm saying? But she had the scrap on, like she was one of them niggas, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm trying to figure out, how confused you got to be where you fool yourself to think your dick real. Like, think about how crazy and foolish you got to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you tricked yourself. You feel me?
Man, when people play their role, they got to go all the way out.
I mean, they go all the way out.
I had a whole girl that had that used to walk around with that shit. But, I mean, with that door closed, though, the bitches be in there.
So you thinking, like, so what you do when you pissed?
You know why?
They be taking the soul out of the bitches in there.
You
man.
Know why? Because you can't feel how deep you going in her. For real? You can't.
She killing
you
her.
Know, like a nigga going to hit that back and be like, oh, baby. You know, try to caress you and grab you, but... You know, when you hit plastic and I ain't really got no feeling, and you digging the shit out of the goddamn bone.
You can't say nothing, because you in a goddamn hip bone.
I'm listening to
like, the bitch like, you like, I'm dropping dick in it.
Right. I'm feeling you less of a man because there's another woman in here with about 10 inches on her, telling her, I told you what I had to do. I told you. What? Oh, yeah, and I'm on the other side of the room like, damn.
And look, let me tell you something. My little buddy told me the other night, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I said, but why ain't you seen? She said, well, this little dyke, this little stud, she blowing my back out. I'm like, bitch, how the fuck is another bitch blowing your back out? Don't even make shit to my, she killing me with the scrap. I said, I reached my pistol. Like, what is that? What is the problem with that? I didn't know scrap meant,
Yeah, you thought she
meant pistol. I thought it meant pistol. She talking about the meat. I'm like, well, nah, that ain't no meat. That's a fucking Barbie doll. You got a fucking Barbie doll in your pan, and you trick him a bitch. And I'm angry. That was a good pussy song. That this girl rather have fake dick over real dick. Let's stay confused.
Shout out to her. Shout out to all of them, though.
But I don't understand. Like, you might as well be with a dude if you're going to be with
I don't get that. If you want to get fucked, fuck a man. I ain't attracted to no man. You attracted to dick, though.
It was a story I knew about.
So, let me ask y'all a question. Let me finish my question before y'all started the other shit. I'm going to start with you, Caramel Ruffles.
Okay.
Say you weren't married. You was on a dating scene. Mm-hmm. You was liking a guy. And you found out if you had sex with him and everything, but you found out his birth certificate said Jane or Jaquita. Do you stay or do you go? He beat that pussy to death.
But as a woman, that's different. So I think I would stay because.
You love him now. You know he's transgender.
He's transgender, but he used to be a woman and now he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not the same for a man, though. Man, I don't feel the same.
Yeah, so you know you can't even ask me.
Right. But me that will.
Hold on. I never even got the question down for me.
Bisexual, yeah. It wouldn't be an issue for me.
So let me ask you a question then. So Frito refused to answer my question. He always do me like that. Okay, so Frito, you don't even ask you no shit like that.
Let
me ask you this, Caramel. So, say your husband come to you and say, hey, no question, I dated a transsexual who used to be a man but is fully operational woman now.
Hold on, stop for a second.
What do you do?
I'm a silly motherfucker, so you know I'm gonna have jokes like, nigga, you still gay.
But you're not gonna leave him though, right?
No, I don't think I'd just leave him. You know what I mean?
Would you think it's funny though?
Yeah. Hell yeah, I would. Alright,
that question is just about to ask us when we start off.
Mm-hmm. I never.
So let me ask you this once again. You find out your husband used to date. This is hypothetical. So tell you to put up with his pistol. no, I'm not gonna answer that because I'm not gonna answer that. So free, I'm not gonna answer that.
If I found out,
say you were single and you found out a guy that you was dating, you liked him. His ex girlfriend was born Peter or Willis, but they look like a straight up. They look better than you. Fuck it, ass bigger than yours.
Right, they got the whole set.
The whole set, yeah. And he was like, shit.
I still feel like that'd be some, you know.
He was like, the pussy was good, like, though. I caught myself.
Because you were getting a little boy pussy. You were getting a little boy
pussy. No. It had a dick cut off and turned into a pussy.
Yeah, but it was.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. Then they said, like, the shit that make it get loose is like your sperm. Like, so your sperm will lubricate the new pussy. Because you can't recreate that pussy juice. And that's only a woman possess those hormones to secrete that type of fluid.
Right.
Only found in a woman. So them nigga with them fake pussies now, that's sperm.
Right. So you ain't producing nothing. You ain't making no baby. That's it. Still gay. That is gay. That's gay if you are, if you fucking a transgender. I'm sorry. That you got.
Freedom.
I'm sorry that you got tricked.
What you bring
in? This is the way life.
I just want to know, Freedom. Say you was dating a chick, okay? Had A1 pussy, right? And you found out that a couple years ago, her name was Anthony.
And
you don't fuck her. Do you continue to fuck her? What is your next option? What are you gonna do? Do you fuck her? Do you leave her alone? Do you just now remember we can't say certain shit because it's considered a hate crime.
I mean, that's, I have no problem with my gay people, my lesbian people.
Yeah.
But if you try me at a point in my life where I don't fuck with, you know, I fuck with you, but you don't fuck with me on that level.
Yeah.
I will grenade your shit.
So it's not the fact that they gay, it's the fact that you was hoodwinking bamboo.
You tricked me in this shit and you play with my feelings, my manhood.
Yeah.
And you have to die.
No question asked. If you could see the look on his face, like, oh my God.
Man, I
would
blow your shit
up. It looks
good,
kid.
Yeah. He like, he want to blow me up.
Right, like,
I apologize. Nigga. This is a question. Moving right along. Okay, so we watched a video earlier where there were, you know, some of the videos floating around where the women are twerking in video with their daughters. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that is a good example for a mother to be on Instagram twerking with their daughters?
To be honest.
In 2020.
To be honest with you.
You said long they ain't showing pussy. Right. It's okay.
Right. And that's exactly what I was.
But saying. I know you and I know what you did. And last time I seen your daughter twerk on Instagram, you pulled up just like her and beat her motherfucking ass.
Right.
And she had on shorts.
Because, exactly. And you see how thick my child is.
That baby child was, that girl child was thick too.
That baby was dancing appropriately. It wasn't
She bent
towards the camera. She wasn't bent all over. You can see up her ass. She was to the side.
Oh, so you said that's twerking etiquette.
That's twerking etiquette.
Etiquette.
So long as your daughter
twerks from the side, so she turn her ass sideways and let them see the side view, that's fine.
She wasn't even really twerking. She wasn't even putting her back into it. It was barely. It was barely.
That was cool.
Rump,
so I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, so you said, so if your daughter's on Instagram twerking sideways, you ain't gonna be mad.
That young lady was.
You wouldn't be mad.
Mom and grandmother or whoever was in there.
You wouldn't.
That wouldn't be a problem because she wasn't twerking, like, she wasn't bent out. Y'all know the difference of twerking with them shorts up your ass and you letting the ass cheek flow and flapping everywhere. It wasn't nothing like that. You understand what I'm saying? It was still, it was still cute.
Asses were still poked out.
It was classy.
bent over or little. She wasn't bent over to what her ankle.
As if he would be like,
but me,
it wasn't even
me as a father of a little girl. Shout out to my little girl, baby Jay. I ain't seen you in a while. Hopefully I get to see you for a year. I'm kicking my little girl ass and a mama's ass. You don't have my baby on no fucking internet shaking no ass.
Well,
okay, that's for the thoughts. Okay, you're not a thought, baby. I love you. Now, because I don't want to be scrolling down my timeline like God damn, that's my motherfucking baby. I don't want to ask you to scroll because I watch the daughters. But you know what? The daughters cannot be my baby. That's all I got to say on that subject. Shout out to the ladies that twerk with their daughters. I just think it's more shit you can be doing with your little girl than twerking.
I mean, you're right, but that's like, just like all this TikTok stuff that's going on right now. That's like entertainment. That's what your kids are into.
Okay, so that's like everybody having threesomes now. You have a threesome with your daughter?
No,
I did. So goddamn, just because everybody don't do it, that mean you ain't gonna do it.
It's different.
My whole point. I know. What I'm saying is, I just think it's certain things as a parent. She crossed the line. You shouldn't be doing it.
And I agree.
I don't think you should do that.
I think that the way that that little TikTok thing was, it wasn't innocent. Harmless. Okay. Right.
It wasn't harmless. We agree.
Right.
You mean
it wasn't harmless?
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't harmless. Moving right along. You fucked the mother. Nah. I fucked the mother.
It wasn't harmful. What are you saying? Yeah, it wasn't harmful. Yeah.
Hey, we move right along.
No, why would you try to make it sound like I'm the dummy here? Yeah, no, let's go back to that.
So, Frida, you fucked the mama and the daughter?
Yeah, but I didn't want to speak on it because you just speak on how much.
So,
you
know, so God. You fucked the mama?
Together? Well, I'm talking like they were.
One was a mountain lion, one was a cougar.
You're a mountain lion.
No, I mean at the same time, like.
Nah, he didn't.
Okay.
He had the same time.
What?
So the mama on your face.
The one with the Indians, that was a different story.
The daughter on your job.
They were Caucasian.
Oh, God.
I met
them on car. Oh, he's my one on his face.
I mean, you know what?
So, what?
So you let the mountain lion sit on your face?
No.
That nigga nice. He a freak.
She didn't sit on my face.
Oh, okay.
I would have.
Well, that's why I was trying to get an understanding of what you mean. You know.
No, mountain lion, they over 65.
When I said the same
thing. Mountain lion, they over 65.
They over 65. So they can still get, pretty wet at 65. But I met them on a carnival cruise going to Cozumel, Mexico.
Mm. And y'all had a threesome on the boat.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So, No. Okay, so we talking about. I want to ask this question the right way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you said you fucked a mother and a daughter, had a threesome with them, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think the mother was about.
So you had sex with a mom and daughter without a condom.
No, I fucked them both protected.
Protect. Okay. Now. Caramel, have you had sex with a father and son?
Hell no.
Two brothers?
No.
How do you know that?
Two cousins.
Well, I should say not knowingly. Right. I met them totally different times.
What about two sisters, Alfredo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I live a boring ass life then.
No, they were twins.
Damn, this nigga having threesome on boats and shit.
That's
a mama and a daughter. He fucking sisters.
Well, you married now.
Why? I want to be a sex symbol. Yeah. I want to be a human deal though.
That over with.
Man.
Fuck
you
that.
Know, I told you I was married, man. But you know, it just didn't work out, and you know,
you just found your calling.
Everybody's still cool with each other, and I just. You do what
Frito like to do. Mm-hmm. Now, Frito, let me ask you this, because we can't ask Cameron no shit like that.
Why right? Cameron, I'm
going to
hear the question.
I'm going to ask you the question. What's it like fucking a mountain lion?
A mountain lion?
Yeah, somebody over 65.
You are going to do most of
it. When you go in there, you digging, and you pull out, the worms come out with it.
He's
stupid. A lot of other
women come out with it. It's still actually.
Cause my buddy, shout out to my boy Barlow. He said them old women got good pussies.
It's a little bit more weak. The muscles is a little bit more weaker.
They can't hold on tight long enough.
So you say a mountain lion don't have no grip.
Right, and you are prone to do most of the work. Like, you know how most girls like to throw it back. You will do most of the hitting, and I kind of like it like that sometimes because I like more control.
Yeah. So how do you get past the wrinkles? What are the
pussy lips hanging? Like, do they hang like sad doggy?
You grab a hold of the shit and you straighten it up. You grab it and you straighten it up. Like, I've
taken many
women and I'll roll that shit and keep rolling and rolling until it.
Tell me.
Oh my God, people lips hanging. Oh, you talking? Keep rolling and rolling.
I mean, like, I've bounced down 400, 500 pound women.
Oh.
So, Caramel, could you be with a man 65? Sugar Daddy's Nate.
You know, I just can't.
That meat too old.
Old people have a smell.
Older.
Yes, they do. That they just can't get off, and what? I don't know what it is.
Okay, so your mama is 60, so does she have that odor?
No.
I'm just fucking with you.
No.
Yeah, they do. Old people smell like old folks.
Yeah, they
kind of
get like an old smell.
My
thing.
Limit is,
and I smell it.
My penis, my penis got an age limit, 21 to 35. Anything over 35,
but as you get older, you're gonna have to relax your standards a little bit.
Well, you know, I'm married, so and my wife is 45.
See what I'm saying?
She don't count.
Oh yeah, you gotta keep it going.
She don't count. She don't care. We haven't had sex in 74 days.
Oh, God. Poor thing.
You married?
Yeah.
I think that's the way it goes.
You gotta do something special to get you some ass.
I've tried all that shit. At the end of the day, it worked for 2 days, and she didn't. I don't know what. So, as a married woman, what's the longest you went without having sex?
We've went without having sex literally probably a month, close to a month, yeah.
So these 74 days are disrespectful. Oh, I'm getting a divorce. It's over.
I was married, I think the longest I went was just maybe 3 days. No, really? No.
3 days?
I tried this.
That's why she left. She was killing them.
I tried to do the Bible cycle, and I did 7 days.
7 days, like, you was killing her.
But God knows to this day, like,
you kept poking her. No, you little kid just keep poking you, poking you, poking you, poking you.
We weren't having a good conversation. I was telling him, God, you punch me, you know.
For 7 days without no push. God.
You
that's wild shit.
Those 7 days. Right.
So let me ask you a question.
Oh, it was because she couldn't.
Okay, so when I miss the monthlies in time, why you just flip the mattress? If you know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I like to.
Why you just come through the back door?
To use different resources.
Oh, you borrowed a throat.
Why you ain't just chicken walk through mud?
Hell no! Hey, what is wrong
it
with
really
you?
It really don't even feel good. It don't. It's not even the same.
Oh, so you have. When was last time? Someone went mud bargaining you? Moving right along. This is disgusting. That's disgusting. Frito, so are you a fan of mud bargaining?
My husband, I wear that shit. I had to think back.
I mean, I've done it before.
What haven't you done?
What haven't I done?
Yeah.
I just ain't been on no gay shit, man. You know, I'm just not on no gay shit. No disrespect to the gay community. I just don't do that thing. But everything else that you can possibly think of.
So would you... So what about...
I've pulled anal beads out of a woman's ass before and just sit there and play with her ass. You know, with gloves on like a surgeon.
Isn't it crazy? So cinnamon twist. Is What about this new trend going around with guys taking a finger in the ass? The girl, while she giving him a head, she stick a finger up there and tickle his prostate.
Oh, God.
Kanye West tree.
I don't know.
Kanye West.
Will allow
that. Because every nigga saying they ain't with that shit. But these niggas out here doing it.
Where are they?
Well, you act like you're fucking. You fucking all the niggas out here. You married. You don't know what these niggas doing.
These niggas be claiming to be so masculine.
Yeah.
I just don't see nobody that's walking past me daily. You know, doing shit like that. And it could be the ones that are. They could be the more masculine men that want that done to them. But I just don't see it.
So that's gay.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to. I graze across my nigga ass. He like, what the fuck? What you got to do?
Okay, come on.
Get up the fuck off and back down. Nigga, I'm trying to get back.
What is you doing back there? How you?
I'm trying to get back. You know what I'm talking about? I might swipe past you. Yeah, nigga, I'll get up and back down.
Hey.
Period.
Come on, back down.
No.
So what about a man getting his ass? Is that gay?
Getting his what?
Getting his salad tossed.
I mean, I don't know, man. I've had a motherfucker do it to me. It just didn't feel right, though. This shit
felt I've had my salad tossed.
It depends on how the man.
I have had my salad tossed, and I'm not gay.
I think
you
gotta be married.
No. I ain't gonna lie. Get my salad tossed. I like it. I'm freaked out. Like, whoa.
Man,
my wife ain't licking my head, man. It was a slut, a whore.
It was a slut, a whore.
Nasty whore.
It's just when you fuck with that, it's like my asshole shuts down and my booty cheeks just locked so fucking tight.
Well, you know, all that happened too, but you know what I'm saying. But I ain't gonna lie, I enjoy it. I have got my salad tossed and I did like. It's something that I feel like I shouldn't like, so I won't do it again.
Yeah, so it's not right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, so you remember this dude named Tank? You know this artist Tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, if a man suck dick one time, he is not gay. You heard that, right?
Yes,
because he tried it and he didn't like it.
Okay.
My thing is,
you tried it. What makes you gay?
Once your fingertips touch.
Right, another man digging. You was not a doctor.
You gay. I ain't no goddamn. Oh, if you go that far to touch a damn penis. You ain't gotta put that shit in your mouth. Mm-hmm. You gotta put that shit by your face. Once your hand touch it.
No, once you consider it.
Mm-mm.
Once you consider on doing anything with anybody,
you consider a lot of shit. And I'd rather you think about it, don't speak on it, don't do no shit about it. Once you tell, like, I'm about to ask you to be loud in words.
But you don't think them thoughts?
I'm saying is, you don't thought about fucking a lot of people. So that means, in that case, you fucked them. We've all thought about fucking people we know we shouldn't fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You agree, right?
Right.
So we would have to judge each other for that too then.
But you're right.
But me personally, I'm not saying that the thought is gay too, but I mean, but to touch another man dick, I got a dick. So for me to touch another nigga dick, nah, dog. But Frito, could you still be cool with a nigga? Smoke blunts with him.
Hey, he just tried to.
No, ask me.
Find out. They got a song called "Let Me Find Out."
Oh, man, right. Could you smoke blunts? I'm asking.
We'll be riding the car with Glenn. Let me find out. Let me find out.
I'm asking.
All right.
I'm asking. Could you be cool with a man, one of your homies? You find out. He tried it, but he didn't like it. It wasn't for him.
No, man, I can't do it, man. It's really a mental thing.
Because I'm going to tell y'all a story. When I was a young boy, I was about 18, 19. And one of my friends came to me, I'm not gonna say his name. He was like, man, I'm gay. I wanted to be the one to tell you. I said, damn, bro. That fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
I think for us to really just get a different viewpoint on this shit, you have to
hold on.
Gay person to talk about
that. But I said, but you know what, bro? It's not my life. It's not my life to judge you. Right. It's not my. You know, I'm not God. All I can do is control this shit to go on in my life. Right. It was nice knowing you, buddy.
So you wasn't gonna be his friend. You're not his friend anymore.
Hell no. Nah.
Why? That's so hypocritical.
What the fuck? He ain't my brother. He ain't my cousin.
But he still be his
friend. I got to that my brother, my cousin. I got to be cool with my partner.
Yeah, he
didn't
judge
me. Shit, I didn't judge you. I'm just saying, like.
That's kind of. Nah, if you nah. Stop
being okay, somebody ask you a question. Not for the sake of shit, right? Could you be cool with a woman, right? You know was shitting on her kids. She's a terrible fucking mother. Her kids was, you know what I'm saying? Could you be cool with a woman like that? Okay then.
No.
Thank you. So it's certain shit.
Why would you use something like that? Because
what I'm saying is like, what I'm saying is like, we all have some people can be cool with somebody who's a shitty parent. You know what I'm saying, right?
Because they have like,
ain't got nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. Just like some people can be cool with a nigga with a shitty dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like, ain't got nothing to do with it. Exactly. But it's talking about how I'm built. Obviously, how you built. You know what I'm saying?
You think people going mistake you, you know, walking
through
the yard.
Well, my mama told me a long time ago, you are who you hang around. So if I'm hanging around people that don't have the same mind now, I have people that are homosexual that's on my staff. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that. But when you're in my inner circle, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
We can do business. You can even come over for dinner. Even me and my wife, and the kids and my family, mm-hmm. No problem.
Right.
But at that particular point in my life,
but you
I was still growing as a person. So I was immature. Now, say one of my best friends came out to me now and said, hey, Biggs, Biscuits, I'm gay. I would laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of Corona, I would practice social distancing.
See, so that means you haven't changed.
No. I would accept him for that.
You accepted that person. You just didn't want to be around him.
I see him sometimes.
But the way I look at it, though, too, and this is from a real standpoint, mm-hmm. Just coming from where we come from, mm-hmm. and we grew up with a lot of real people, off the rip, like mm-hmm. gays. When we came up, people were afraid to admit that they were gay. So we came up in that era. So now that I see that it's out there like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then there's so many different diseases out here, too. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But no, on a real standpoint, I have a homegirl and a homeboy, a few people that do have HIV.
Mm.
But these same people would hang with us. You see what I'm saying? We hang with them like everything is normal. So it's like when they reveal that to me,
mm-hmm.
it's almost like, damn. I was practicing social distancing before.
Yeah.
But I had to look at it like, damn, you know what? That's not for me to judge. You know, even though, you know, I'm not putting myself in a situation where I can get that from them
mm-hmm.
or I don't have that package, but to look at it from the other side, to look at it from their standpoint, it's like, how do you, you know, deal with that or cope with that with people and have friends? So
right.
It's like, I chose not to judge. And still hang around some of these people, even though that's not my inner circle. Yeah.
Do you have gay friends?
I do, but they're
so
not
do
part
I.
of my inner circle.
They're not in my inner circle, but I do have gay friends. I guess I'm like the old racist white people. I have black friends too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like if I seen John and they old gay John, I walk up to him.
Yeah. I have gay friends I grew up with, and I talk shit. I'm like. Boy, you like your niggas just fucked the shit out of you, bro.
I talk to him.
You know what I'm saying?
That's one thing I just don't.
I mean, it feel like gay men are like they soul is being snatched.
You know what
to me.
I mean? And they jays now. You know what I'm saying?
I still
dap you up and what's up and keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I got an uncle.
Okay, so what is
this motherfucker? Let me tell you about this son of a bitch, man.
He fucks me up. Oh, he's my flamethrower.
I love him.
You never made Uncle Flamethrower?
I love him. But this son of a bitch, he gets drunk. And he gets into his feelings, you know. It's like when you, I've never seen this before, but a man cries and say, you know, talk about another man, about, you know how you just
So he having it waiting. He having it waiting. He said, "Man, about another nigga."
So much, I did so much for him, and he treated me this way, and he's crying and shit.
He amazed you how another man can really feel.
I'm sitting there looking at him like, "You bitch, motherfucker! Straighten up, you motherfucker! Tighten up! I can get you some pussy, man." I even walked up to him one day. I was like, "Oh man, what you try? We just gonna get you some pussy." He said, "Nephew, I already tried it. It didn't fuck me."
This motherfucker Frito-Lay from the motherfucking base.
But that's my fault. I still love him to death. Like, I would sit there and listen to his shit. But some of the shit I do walk off of.
Because it gets
personal. I'm not going to sit here and let you cry in front of me talking about, "I love to tell believers about all the..." No, I'm not used to hearing it that way.
Yeah, you're not used to hearing it that way.
Not
that way.
That's deep. So, you know, we know people got to, you know what I'm saying, go. So, hey, listen, we're going to go with our closing segment. We're going to start with you, Apple Friend. What's the one thing someone in your circle can do for you to cut them off?
Betraying my trust.
Betray your trust in what way?
I'm talking friend that, like, you know.
We should get Punkin on the show. What? We should get Punkin on the show. Okay. Cause we what you drink? Coke 45, Bud Ice. We're gonna get a 6-pack. Punkin, come on the show.
Nah, I'm drinking some of that
45. We're gonna get a 4. Nice. Oh, okay. Well, I snort coke. Frito snort coke.
I can't play with her like that, honey. She's just so sensitive.
Oh, okay.
Me and her ugly like.
Like two sisters?
I don't even know. Like, we ugly like that's my bitch. I swear.
Have you ever tasted that river?
No.
Oh, you heard that, Frito? That pause.
I heard it.
It was a pause?
You were like, no.
I didn't say, no.
So has she ever tasted your river?
No.
She sniffed it?
No. Why would you drop a pussy?
You gay for a day. You said it on last episode.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying. You ain't gay for a day.
Yeah, you ain't.
Belly to belly, skin to skin. No,
It's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea. Let's make this clear. I'm not gay for everything and anybody.
So, yeah. Frito, what's one thing somebody in your circle could do for you to cut them off?
It's, man, just lying. That's the number one rule, you know. And then, too, is just keep your, you know, your loyalty, man. You know what I'm saying? If we agree to it, you stick to it. That's just bottom line. You know, we lay it out. We lay it on the line. We roll with it. Never change up. Mm. You change up, I got to cut you off.
Wow. Well, I am Big Biscuit.
It's your boy Frito Lake from the motherfucking Bay.
Caramel Ruffles.
This has been another Raw Dog in the Dark. See you tomorrow.
We about this bitch.
All right now.